Today we continue with lesson number 46 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Terumos. Today we will learn the concluding two Mishnayos of Perek Yud. The last two Mishnayos of the 10th Perek, Mishnah Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, Mishnah 11 and 12. In Mishnah 10 yesterday, we learnt of the condition known as kovush, of two items, one of truma, one of not truma, being soaked together in a container of liquid. Today, we're going to learn about truma and non-truma cooked together, and the word used for cooked in this Mishnah is the word shalika, shin lamid kuf, which according to most Mefarshim means thoroughly cooked, overcooked. Others say it's quite the contrary, that shalika is a lesser degree of cooking than bishul. But the more common approach is to say that shaluk means something cooked more than the usual word for cooking, bishul. In any case, Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol hanishlokim im hatirodim asurim. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that if you take two items, one of truma, one of chulin, vegetables, fruits, and cook them together, even if you cook them to the point where they are nishlokim, where they are thoroughly cooked together, nevertheless, they do not absorb one from the other, and the chulin remains chulin. The truma does not affect the chulin. And this is true whether it's carrots, potatoes, celery, tomatoes, whatever. Unless the truma is terodim. Terodim is usually translated as a type of beet. There was an old man in a shir which I gave long, long ago, who studied long time ago in Poland and had a master teacher who taught him that terodim should better be translated as spinach. But it's commonly translated, I think, as a type of beet. This beet, these terodim, are strong and pungent and have a strong taste. And if you cook chulin, whatever it is, carrots, celery, potatoes, with the terodim, with the beets, and the beets are truma, then the entire pot has to be considered truma, and a non-kohen cannot eat from that pot. So, kol hanishlokim im hatrodim, if something is cooked with beets, asurim, beets of truma, the whole thing is also mipnei sheheim nosnim es hatam, because according to Rabbi Yossi, beets give off a taste to other vegetables when they are cooked together in the same pot. Rabbi Shimon Omer, keruv shel shikyo. If one has a type of vegetable called keruv, which is usually translated as a cabbage of some sort, from shikyo. Shikyo is a field which requires to be watered. You have to water it with a watering can or a hose. And if that is cooked, im keruv shel baal, with a truma cabbage, which is cooked in a, which grew in a garden which does not require watering, a garden rather which for this garden, rainwater suffices, then it is also. The kruv grown in the garden, which required artificial watering, now absorbs from the stronger kruv, which grew in a sodesh el baal, in a garden which does not require artificial watering. And the kruv shel shikya is also, because it has absorbed some of the kruv shel baal. Mipnei shehu boleya, because the kruv shel shikya absorbs from the kruv shel baal. Obviously, he held that the kruv shel baal is somehow more pungent, has a stronger taste to it than the kruv shel shikya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda goes and says something which to us sounds astounding. Kol ha-misbashlim ze im ze mutorin. Anytime you take two objects, one is isur, one is heter, one is kosher, one is treif, and you cook them together, no problem. They're, it's mutor. Ela im ha-bosor. Except in the case of meat. If the meat, for example, is non-kosher meat, then the meat does have the power to give off its taste into the potatoes, tomatoes, carrots, celery, or whatever else is in the pot cooking along with it. The Rambam understands this to mean that if you cook together truma and chulin, whatever the truma is, whatever the chulin is, no problem. The chulin remains chulin. The truma does not affect the chulin. However, if you cook meat, kosher meat, with vegetables of truma, then the meat absorbs the taste of the vegetables, and the meat becomes osur to a zor, to a non-kohen. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, hakoved, the liver, oseres, interesting, in the language of the Mishnah, koved is a feminine noun. And therefore the Mishnah says, hakoved oseres, the liver gives off a lot of blood, and if you cook in a pot liver with some vegetables or whatever, the vegetables become also because of the dam, the blood which is coming out of the liver. Ve'eino ne'eseres. However, if you have kosher liver with some treifa, something, or something which is also to a non-kohen like truma, the koved does not absorb, because the koved is, so to speak, busy giving off liquid and has no time, so to speak, to take in any liquid. It is polate, but eino bolea. Vipneshihi poletes ve'eino bolas. It's always giving out and not taking in. Always pumping out blood and not absorbing. The Rambam says very clearly a cautionary note, and that is that these opinions and these Mishnayos are all dichuyim, are all not accepted halachically, and the only rule which we study today which remains lahalacha is what we learned about nichbashim, about things which are kivushim, are pickled together. Aval zulosom, writes the Rambam, otherwise, both kim osom beno sein tam. One always has to determine whether there is a taste of the isur in the heter, a taste of the prohibited object in the non-prohibited object. With the exception of koved, of liver, where the Rambam writes that koved, liver, which is cooked, cannot be eaten. And not only that, but it makes also everything which is cooked with it, because, writes the Rambam, the koved is full of dam, is mole dam. Notice the Rambam already understands koved to be a masculine noun, and therefore he says mole dam, not meleyo dam. So the koved is full of blood, and there's no way to cook liver, writes the Rambam, unless you first do a process called chalita. You immerse the koved in a strong solution of vinegar, which somehow restrains the blood of the liver from leaving it. We are not familiar enough with this process to use it in actual practice. Or if you first scorch the koved, the liver, over a fire, and in that way the blood of the liver is contained within the liver, and after you do that, you may cook it. So this is the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph, and we proceed to Mishnah Yud Beis. Beitzo shenis bashalo bisavlin asurin. If you have an egg which is cooked in herbs which are osur, for example, if the herbs are truma, or which become osur to a non-kohen, or if the herbs are orla, of a tree which is in its first 3 years of growth, which is osur to everyone, kohen and non-kohen. So then the entire egg takes on the halacha of the tavlin, whether it's truma or orla. Even the yellow yolk of the egg, afilu chelmon shelo osur, even the yolk. Vipnei shehu bolaya, the entire egg chelbon, the white, and chelmon, the yellow yolk, all absorb from the tavlin in which it is with which it is cooked together. Meishla kosu mechavoshim shel truma. If you have truma, which was thoroughly cooked in water, or that's meishalokos, or truma, which was pickled in water. So that water takes on the din of truma, and a zor, a non-kohen, cannot drink that water. Meishalokos, umeichav, oshim, shel truma, asurim, lazorim, are prohibited to a zor, to a non-kohen. The water has taken on the taste of truma, and therefore must be considered like truma, and only consumed by a kohen. And so we have finished Perek Yud, the 10th Perek, and with it have concluded lesson number 46.